You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Let me also read the Tagalog version, Filipos 3. Hindi sa nakamtan ko na ang mga bagay na ito, hindi rin sa ako'y ganap na o perpekto na. No? Ngunit sinisikap kong makamtan ang gantimpala sapagkat ito ang dahilan kung bakit ako'y tinawag ni Kristo Jesus. Mga kapatid, hindi ko pinapalagay na nakamit ko na ito. Ngunit isang bagay ang ginagawa ko, nililimot ko ang nakaraan at sinisikap na marating ang layuning nais kong makamtan. Nagpapatuloy ako, nga ako patungo sa hangganan upang makamtan ang gantimpala ng pagkatawag sa akin ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Kristo Jesus, ang buhay na hahantong sa langit. You know, when Paul wrote this letter to the church at Philippi, he was in prison, he was in house arrest in Rome. And while in chains, no, he encouraged them to continue in their faith, to press on in their faith. He thanked them for their financial gift that they sent for the ministry of the preaching of the gospel. And in this letter, it's noteworthy to know that Paul mentions the words rejoice and joy 16 times. No? 16 times. Even while he was in prison. No? Biro niyo yun, kahit nasa kulungan siya, masaya pa rin yung puso niya, meron pa rin joy. Paul did not let the hardships and crisis, the persecution, the beatings, steal him of his joy. And here in this letter, he talked about his biography. No? Last week, Pastor Donnie talked about our glory in Christ. That means our confidence, our boasting, our credentials, our achievements, no? Yung personal natin, they're nothing, but our glory, our confidence is only based on Jesus Christ, what He has done for us. And in this letter, Philippians, in this chapter of Philippians, chapter 3, no, we can see like a short biography of Paul. Yung mga unang verses, the first several verses talks about parang siyang accountant, no? Because all the achievements, all the credentials, yung learning niya, all his achievements in life, they are nothing. He counted them all as loss. They were his assets, but they counted them all as loss, as rubbish for the sake of knowing Christ. And now what we have read in the middle section of Philippians 3, we see Paul like an athlete. No? Isa siyang atleta. He was running. He was pursuing the call of God. He was running vigorously to pursue the upward call of God in his life. And then towards the latter part, the last verses of this chapter, we can see Paul like a foreigner. He's like an alien, a citizen of another world. Why? Because he said, our true citizenship is in heaven, for which we are waiting as a Savior. And so we see that Paul did not allow the trials that have come his way. And you know, winds can be helpful in our lives. Diba, pag nagpapalipad ka ng saranggola, sino sa inyo dito nagpalipad na ng saranggola? Saranggola ni Pepe. And winds are helpful if you're flying a kite or for the plane. Pag nakasakay ka sa plano. Or windmills, no? Source of energy sila. Sino sa inyo nakapunta na sa lawag? No? Sa pagudpud? Sino sa inyo nakapunta sa pagudpud? Alam niyo bakit tinawag na pagudpod yon? Kasi sa layo nun, pagod ka na, pudpud pa yung goma ng sasakyan mo, no? Kaya pagudpud. Oh, malayo eh. Pero maganda doon yung beach nila, no? White sand, no? Boracay? Boracay of the North, oh, tama. Sa atin, ano na lang, Marikina River, no? Pwede bang lumangoy doon? But winds can also be destructive, no? Pag may malakas na bagyo, yung hangin, diba? They measure also the velocity of the wind and also the recent tornado in Oklahoma, diba? Ilan ba yung namatay doon sa Oklahoma tornado, mga I think mga 20 children ata yun, no? So the effect of a wind, no, to a runner is drag. Kaya pag may hangin na papunta sa runner, no, sa tumatakbo, sa sprinter or marathon runner, kaya kailangan niyang ma-minimize yung wind. Kaya runners or sprinters in a track and field wear a very light uniform, no, designed, aerodynamically designed to lower the wind resistance of a runner by 2%. And they predict the time savings, no, if you wear a very light clothing from 0.01 second in the 100 meter dash to 5.7 seconds in the marathon race, where the difference between the winner and the losers can be just by the milliseconds. No, kaya nga, di ba yung nasa magkocross na sila ng finish line, di ba? They are sticking their necks out, di ba? Yung talagang nagla-launch sila forward para sila yung makauna. And there are winds of life that affect their our race in life. You know, God has set a race, a calling, a purpose, a destiny. He has a special plan for each one of you today. And we have all experienced something, aiming at something and only to fall short of it. Di ba? Meron tayong mga goals in life. Meron tayong ambition sa buhay. No? Like for example, meron kang goal na you want to be physically fit. No? Pasasama ka sa singles getaway. You're preparing for a beach body. No? And that's why nag-enroll ka sa Fitness First, sa Gold's Gym, sa Silver Gym. No? Pero hindi ka rin na naging regular. Bumili ka, nakakakita ka ng advertisement ng ads sa TV, yung for only 15 seconds of exercise a day. No, if you buy this equipment, no, ganito yung magiging body mo, no? And so binili mo, no, 15,000, 20,000. So nagano ka, nag-treadmill ka, nag-exercise ka sa bahay. Pero since walang nag-encourage sa iyo, so anong nangyari? Naging sabitan na lang ng tuwalya, no? Yung mahal-mahal na equipment na binili mo. Or maybe you're, yun nga, gusto mo na mag-diet, no? Tapos, gusto mo ma-trim down, no? Pero nagkaroon ng birthday, anniversary, ang kaya yan, yung boss nyo, inimbita lahat ng nasa office or lahat ng kaklase, no? Pumunta kayo, Yucky Mix or Vikings. Vikings, and you grab everything again. Ito ng pagkakataon ko. Oh, so, lahat ng sug, may sug, ginrab niya, yung sugpo, yung lamb chops, yung steak, no? Lahat ng isda, no? Kahit ang lahat ng klase ng isda, maliit hanggang papalaki, hanggang doon sa tuna, sa marlin, kailangan, talaga, kinuha mo na. No? Eh, nasira yung plano mo. No? Or maybe your plan, your goal is to be financially stable and safe for your own, you wanna buy your own house and lot. No, nag-iipon ka na, ayaw mo na mag-rent lang. No, and that's why, nagpa-budget ka. No, nagkaroon ng self-control. Pero nakita mo sa mall-wide sale, 50 to 75%. Ako, this is your chance. No, para kang yung, ano pa, pelikula yun? Confessions of a Shopaholic. No, napanood nyo ba yun? No. So you felt a strong urge to buy. No. So there are winds. Strong winds that come from different direction. May mga persecution, may mga worries tayo, na mga pressure tayo na face sa buhay natin, di ba? Pag dumarating na yung electric bill, yung utility bills, yung water bills, phone bill, yung bill, no? Nag-worry ka na, paano mo mababayaran yun? Kaya naghiwalay yung parents mo, kaya na-hurt ka. Okay, so those are the things that hinder us from progressing, from walking the call of God in our lives. So what shall we do? Anong gagawin natin? That's what we're going to look at today. But first, let me share to you a true story that happened on July 4, 1952. Sino po sa inyo pinanganak na? Andito na kayo. 1952. Raise your hand. All right. A few of us. We salute you. Kanina sa 9 a.m. mas marami. Pero on July 4, 1952, the coast, the California coast, was shrouded in fog, no? Very foggy. and 22 miles or 35 kilometers off to the west on Catalina Island, a 34-year-old woman waded into the water and began swimming toward California. So 35 kilometers from Catalina Island to California. So lumangoy po siya. Ang pangalan po niya si Florence Chadwick. Chadwick, siya yung unang babae na nilangoy yung English Channel sa England. No? Pero ito gusto niyang gawin sa, she wanted to be the first woman to do so, swim in this Catalina Channel. And so the water was so cold that day, that July morning, and the fog was so thick, she could hardly see the boats that are accompanying her. No, millions were watching on TV. Several times sharks, which had become too close, had to be driven away with rifles, no, to protect Florence in the waters. And so she swam. It was the bone-chilling cold of the water. But more than 15 hours later, no, talagang ginaw na siya. So sinabi ni Florence, ayaw ko na, I wanna quit. No, so, but her mother and her trainer na kasama niya, sabi, oh, don't quit, malapit na tayo sa lupa. We're near the land. No? And they urged her not to quit. But when she looked towards the California coast, all she could see was the dense and thick fog. And so a few minutes later, at 15 hours and 55 minutes, she was taken out of the water. And nung nahimasmasan na siya, tinanong siya ng reporter, bakit ka nag-quit? Bakit ka tumigil? No? And sabi niya, look, I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have just seen the land, kung nakita ko lang yung lupa, I might have made it. And she pulled only half a mile away from the land, or 0.8 kilometers from the land. Dun siya nag-quit. And so, It's not about fatigue. Hindi dahil pagod na siya o dahil nalamigan siya. It's only because she did not see the land. And it was the only time that Florence Chadwick ever quit. She swam again after 2 months. Later, she swam that same channel. And again, fog obscured her view. But this time, she swam with her faith intact. No, she persevered. Why? Because she believed, she knew behind that fog is the land, the coast of California. And so natapos po niya at she was able to swim and complete the channel. And not only that, she also beat the men's record by 2 hours. Oh, 2 hours ang lamang niya. And that's why our hope while we're here on earth should be something that's beyond here on earth. Ang ating pong pag-asa ay dapat hindi nandito sa bagay na nandito sa lupa. Why? Because the things that we see here on earth, mga nakikita natin dito, they are only temporary. Diba? The things, the material things, the gadgets, the movies you watch, the fame, the pleasure, the money, even relationships. No? Kahit mag-asawa kayo, pagdating natin sa heaven, we are only brothers and sisters in heaven. And that's why here in Philippians chapter 3, we can see the hope of Paul and the things. And he laid out 3 essential things that we need to have so we can mature in our walk with God. Ito po yung tatlong essentials, tatlong bagay, tatlong ingredients para tayo lumakas ating faith kay Lord, para lumakas ang buhay Kristiyano natin. Unang-una is progress. We need to aim for progress, for development. We need to grow in our Christian walk. We should not be satisfied with what we are to where we are right now spiritually. No, and that's why we have to, sabi nga niya, forget what is behind. Forget what is behind. Aim for progress in your Christian life. You know the life, the background of the life of the Apostle Paul. He was a former persecutor of the church. Nagbabahay-bahay po siya hinuhuli niya lahat ng Kristiyano. He sent them to jail, or he even approved the stoning of Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Stephen was stoned to death in Jerusalem. And And after that, while he was on the road, on his way to Damascus to arrest some more Christians, there was a bright light that flashed from heaven, di ba? Remember that? And the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him. Jesus arrested him, and he was born again. He was saved that day. And because of that, he made a radical turnaround. He became a mighty apostle. He planted churches. He wrote down letters. He wrote letters to the different churches that he planted. And even in the midst of this great accomplishments, no, sa harap ng itong mga nagawa niya, he still wrote in Philippians 3:12, I have not yet reached my goal. I'm not perfect. May kilala ko kayong ganun, perfecto na. Ang pangalan niya perfecto, no? But I'm not perfect, but Christ has taken hold of me, so I keep on running and struggling to take hold of the prize. So meron siyang goal, no, to progress, no, na mag-improve, ma-develop. Sabi niya hindi pa siya completely mature. Alam niya he doesn't want to dwell in the past. Ano po ibig sabihin yun? To forget the past. Hindi po ibig sabihin na magka-amnesia na tayo, no? But it means that we don't let the past affect us or dictate. We don't let the past dictate the present and our future. No, we cannot change the past, but we can give new meaning to the past. Why? Because God can erase all of our sins, and God can make all things work together for good to those who love God. How many of you here love God and are called according to His purpose? Romans 8:28. Joseph, the dreamer, remember what he said to his brothers: "What you meant, what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it into something good, so that lives will be saved, to the saving of many lives in Egypt." And that's why Paul knew that he hasn't reached perfection yet, no? And that's why he kept on pressing, he kept on running and struggling and aiming for him to grow in his walk with God. And that's why we should not settle for where we are right now. We should not think of ourselves as super Christian, no? Huwag mo natin sabihin na isipin na super Christian na ako, malakas na ako, or iron believer na ako, no? Matigas na, no? Hindi na ako tatablan ng temptation na yan, no? Pag tinatanong ka, kumusta ka? I'm doing well. Pero in reality, there are secret sins, there are sinful habits, no, struggles that you need to open up to your victory group leader. And that's why pag tinatago mo yan, and it's the hold of the enemy, no, that's jangka, it's the trap of the enemy. And that's why we need victory groups, no, we need accountability, we need discipleship. We cannot walk the Christian life alone. That's the idea of Paul understood that he needs to keep on progressing, no, kahit na mighty man of God na siya. He needs to forget what's the past and strain towards what's ahead. No, maybe some of you have gone to the Araneta Coliseum. Napanood nyo ba si Nick Vujicic? No? Basahin nga natin pangalan niya. Nick Vujicic. O, Tagalog na lang. Yung Tagalog na pangalan niya. May Tagalog pangalan pala siya, Pastor Jeff? Si Nico Buchikik. Yan yung Tagalog na pangalan niya. Nico. So, si Nico, tawagin na lang natin si Nico. Alam niyo po, si Nick ay pinanganak siyang walang no arms and legs, no? He only had a drumstick as a left, no? He spent 8 years asking God, why was I born this way? I don't understand how you can say you love me when you allow me to stay in this pain, no? He attempted suicide, no, when he was, I think, 10 years old. And his parents did not receive any medical explanation. His father was a pastor and his mother was a nurse. But he got the answer to his questions when he was praying and reading John chapter 9. No? Remember, the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, sino yung nagkasala? Why was this man born blind? Who sinned? Siya ba o yung parents niya?" No, Jesus answered, "This happened so that the works of God might be displayed in his life." And that's why I believe that this is a sovereign act of God. Na kaya because of his unique appearance, no? People listen to him. The messenger himself is the message, no? If this man could speak and encourage millions of people all around the world, no? Na kahit ganun ang katayuan niya, kalagayan niya sa buhay, how much more tayo pa? God can use us na kumpleto. And that's why he started to fulfill his dreams. He allowed God to use him. And that's why he relied to one of his favorite verse, Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. He said, I found the purpose of my existence and also the purpose of my circumstance. And that's the purpose why you're in the fire. If God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then he will certainly use any willing heart. Yun ang sabi ni Nick. So, progress. We need to aim for progress, development, not perfection. Next is we need to have a pursuit of the call of God, of the high calling of God in our lives. Sabi ni Paul, press on toward the goal. We need to pursue, or the pursuit of the calling. Philippians 3:13, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal. He has a focus. He doesn't want to be distracted or dissuaded or disappointed. Paul said, I press on. And alam niyo po yung original meaning ng press on, it means it's a term used by the Greeks to describe a hunter being focused on his target animal. Yung pag nag-hunting sila ng baboy damo, usa, di ba? Or wild animal, talagang inaabangan nila. Yung hunting nila, it's a focus, it's a determination, it's a devotion and dedication to persevere, to be persistent. No? And alam niyo ba kung paano nagiging champion yung mga athletes, yung mga basketball players, mga soccer players, boxers, no? Ang last year ng champions NBA is Miami Heat, no? Pero ngayon sino ba yung nanalo? Nanalo ang Pacers ngayon. So merong game 7, no? Kaya pagpray natin na ang mananalo ay depende sa inyo. Depende sa players. Alam nyo kung sino mananalo, kung sino yung mas naghanda. No? Alam nyo, winning athletes don't become champions by just watching videos of Michael Jordan or just attending seminar how to become a better basketball player. They become champions by dedication, by practicing hard, training hard, discipline, eating the right food. No? Ganun rin dapat igawin natin sa Christian life natin. We need to pursue the call of God upon our lives. Merong calling in Lord sa bawat isa sa atin. And it's only you who can fulfill that calling. Not your parents, not your brothers and sisters, only you who will fulfill that plan and purpose of God. And that's why you need to be focused on the goal. A soccer, football has a goal, right? 24 feet wide, 8 feet high. No, ang goal is to score more than your opponent. Kahit matagal sila, di ba, mahirap maka-score sa soccer. Matagal yan eh, matagal yung laro yan. Takbo ng takbo, sipaan ng sipaan. Pero minsan, ang score lang 1-0 or 2-0, di ba? Pero yung basketball, di ba, a basketball ring is 18 inches in diameter and 10 feet high above the ground. No? So, sino po sa inyo marunong mag-dunk sa basketball? No? Pwede ko bang pakita sa inyo yung isa kong dunk sa YouTube? Pwede ba natin pakita? Ito, nung bata-bata pa ako, 7 years ago. Ayan, no? Panoorin natin. Hoop! Ayos! Hallelujah! Kaya ko pa bang gawin yan? Pwede pa siguro. Practice lang.
There are different goals, no? Ano ba yung goal natin as Christian, no? How many hours do you spend on Facebook, on Twitter, checking on your account? How many do you check your cell phone every 15 minutes? How about your Bible? How long do you read your Bible? How many chapters in the Bible do you read every day? O mas binabasa mo pa yung columns, yung mga pinapanood, inaabangan niyo pa si Sir Chief and Maya. Kaysa mas interesado ka pa sa nangyari kaysa nangyari sa Bible. Mga na sinulat sa iyo, yung message ni Lord sa iyo from His Word. And that's why, what are some goals? We need to set some goals. Alam mo ang goal natin? Alam mo ang goal mo ba? Basahin ang Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Ang goal mo ba ay maligtas, masave, maakay mo lahat ang pamilya mo dito sa victory? Ang goal mo ba makapag-lead ka na ng victory group mo this year? Mag-share ka na ng one-to-one sa classmates mo, sa barkada mo? What are some of your goals? No, last Thursday during the Ignite conference, Congress, the CBAC party list representative, Congresswoman Chona Gonzalez, who goes to Victory Fort and in Quezon City, shared her testimony why she just made herself available to God, and God was able to use her to open doors, opportunities at the Congress to have outreach seminars, outreach events, no? One Life to Live. Karoon na sila ng Money Matters Financial Seminar with Chinky Tan and Jason Law. So, na-open up yung staff and employees sa Congress. And a small group, a victory group, has been established there. And that's why God can use you. He has assigned a task. He has a calling on you. Wherever you are, nag-work man sa call center, whether you're a teacher, you're a businessman, you're an engineer, you're an athlete, or you're a parent, no? God has placed a task, a calling upon your life, and you can fulfill. You don't have to be in full-time ministry to preach the word. God can use you wherever you are right now. Number three, so progress, pursuit. Number three is prospect, no? What is our hope? What is our hope in the future? Our prospect is to win the prize. God, at the finish line, there's a prize at the end, no? You know, yung ancient athletes at the Greek Olympics were not awarded medals, no? So pag nanalo sila ng 100 meter dash marathon, no? First marathon was held in Greece. Pag nanalo sila ng marathon, anong premyo nila? They receive a laurel wreath of olive leaves, no? Olive leaves. Ito ang premyo mo, mga dahon ng oliba. Maganda yan sa ulo mo, no? Dekorasyon, no? Sometimes they're also given cash award, but ano ang price natin as Christians? As Christians, as we finish the race, as we know Jesus Christ and the power of His resurrection, we will receive the everlasting glory of eternal life, of spending eternity with God in heaven. That's life without end, no? And that's why Paul said here in Philippians 3 that will enable us to finish the race. Why? Because our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under control will transform our lowly bodies. No, sabi mo sa katabi mo, matatransform yung body mo. Ayan, no? No, matatransform. So that they will be like His glorious body. And that's why in heaven, there will be no more pain, no sickness, no disease, wala nang cancer, wala nang ulcer, hypertension, arthritis, rheuma, no more pimples, blackheads, whiteheads, no more dengue, no more mosquitoes, but we will receive a transformed, glorious, glorified, resurrected body that will never fade away, but we will be with God forever and ever in heaven. Praise God. Let's give God a praise. Glory to God. And that's our prize, to be with God for all of eternity. And that's why Paul was not discouraged even though he was in chains. Why? Because he had the hope of eternal life, the hope of resurrection. Sabi nga ni Pastor Al Bantayan, our pastor in
Victory Legazpi. Hope means hold on. Pain ends. Pain will end in heaven when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back again, takes us with Him to be, and we will be with Him forever. Rick Warren, here's what Rick Warren said. The secret of endurance is to remember that your pain is temporary, but your reward will be eternal. So kinukutya ka man, minamaliit ka man ng kaibigan mo, they may say negative things about you. No? They gossip about you. Don't worry, your pain is temporary, but your reward in heaven will be eternal. God is our ultimate rewarder. He rewards those who diligently seek Him. And that's why Paul, when he was arrested and he was on trial, he said before the governor Felix and the religious leaders in Acts 24, But this I admit to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, I do serve the God of our fathers, believing everything that's in accordance with the law and that's written in the prophets. Having a hope in God, hope in God, hope in Christ, which these men cherish themselves, that there shall certainly be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. In Titus 2:13, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works. Our hope is in Christ in every windy situation, not in what we can do, but in what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. He has empowered us to finish the race. He is with us at every situation in life. That's why the main point I want to leave with you today is, as we press on to know Christ, we will win the prize. Even in windy situation, stormy situation, as you run the race, be assured that Christ is always with you, so that you'll be able to cross the finish line. In every windy situation, we need to remember this. We need to focus. Everybody say focus. Which means fix on Christ's ultimate sacrifice. You fix your eyes on what Jesus has done. Run the race. Leave behind what's hindering you, whether it's some compromise, whether it's some relationship that's ungodly or that's not meant for you, whether it's some fears. Leave away. Forget what is behind. Pursue the high calling of God in your life. Why? Because we have a prospect. We have a hope in heaven. Our citizenship, we ultimately belong to God in heaven, and we will spend eternity with Him in heaven. Pursue, as we press on, pursue Christ, we will win the prize. Let's pray. Praise God. Thank you, Father, that you have called, you have placed a special calling in each one of us. Whether we are young or old, man or woman, whether we are a parent or a child, or we know you have placed a special call. You have called us to be holy and blameless even before you created the world. In Christ, Lord, you thank you that you have saved us, purified us. And Lord, I pray that we will press on, that we will not give up, that we will persevere and run the race. Pursue the high call of God, that we will not let the disappointments, the troubles, the crisis hinder us from fulfilling the dream, the ambitions you have placed in our heart. And maybe you're here and you're facing a windy situation. There are things that are besetting you, hindering you, blocking, like the fog before Florence Chadwick. You see some fog in your life, things that are blocking your way, and you want God to encourage you, give you a fresh hope, a fresh wind, a fresh power, a fresh encouragement, a new inspiration, a power from on high. You need the power from God. Just raise up your hand so I can pray for you at this moment. Yes, Lord, I pray for these men and women. They may be suffering some financial difficulties. There may be some relational problems in the family. Or there may be some worries or things that happened in the past. Lord, I pray to take away every condemnation. Take away every hurt, every bitterness, Lord. Teach them how to forgive. Lord, teach them, give them the answers to their prayers. Bring the financial breakthrough they've been praying for. Bless them, Lord, so they can be a blessing. And God, I pray that you inspire them to do your will. Strengthen them by your Holy Spirit. Strengthen them in their inner man, inner being. Lord, I pray that you fill them with the love of God through your Spirit. Lord, that you'll refresh them, that you'll assure them that nothing in all creation can separate them from your love. I pray that you fill them with the knowledge of your will so they'll be able to make the right decisions, the right business decisions, the right moral decisions. Lord, that they will break away from compromise and choose what is right, Lord, so they can honor you and please you. Lord, we receive this power from your Spirit. We receive this encouragement, this hope from you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.